Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, 'cause Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hey y'all, and welcome to Trials to Triumphs. I'm Ashley Blaine Featherston Jenkins, but you can call me ABFJ. This week, we're diving back into the group chat with the friends who knew me before it all. I'm joined by my destiny advocates, Angelique, Crystal, and Madison, for a very special conversation on growth and the beauty of sisterhood. I first met Crystal in middle school, then later met Angelique and Madison in college at Howard University, and we've been locked in ever since. With almost 20 years of friendship between us, we've experienced so much growth in our careers, in marriage, in motherhood, and beyond. Despite living across multiple time zones, we've consistently shown up for each other, and our friendship has only grown stronger with time.
Best friends are like stars. You may not always see them, but they're always there. We live like very far apart and we don't talk every day, but there is just something there that when we do talk or when we do see each other and we're together, we just pick up like we were just with one another yesterday.
Welcome to the pod, best friends.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, you guys are on the pod. How cool is it?
I love
very
it.
Cool.
It's the best.
Excited.
It's the best.
Well, here's the deal. I think that people think that my podcast is like a celebrity interview podcast, but the truth is, I like having conversations with people that inspire me. That's what my podcast is about. Some people happen to be celebrities. Some people happen to not be. But I really wanted you all on the podcast because you're three of the closest people to me. So I think through that, people will get to know me better on the pod. But also each of you inspire me and always have, which is why I think we've had such a long-lasting friendship. So welcome, my distinguished guests. And I am really excited to dive in as we normally do on the pod. So we're going to start first with, how did we meet? I think I'm going to go in alphabetical order. So Leek, would you like to tell, that's Angelique, everybody. Would you like to tell the story of how we met?
We met sophomore year. We were neighbors in a dormitory. Meridian was the dorm. And we were neighbors. Ashley tells a crazier version than me that I don't really
There's
remember.
There's only one version, but that's fine.
But apparently I was on the phone with someone from back home. I'm from Chicago. And I was like pretty upset or yelling and fussing, maybe cussing.
All
and
of the above.
This girl comes over. She's like,
this girl.
Hi. I'm next door. Is everything okay? Who is this? Why is she in my business? And now she's like, I'm
well,
just checking.
Sorry, can I interject?
Go
first
ahead,
of all,
please.
Her door, your door was wide open.
Oh, okay.
So first of
that.
All,
everybody,
your door was completely open. So even if I wanted to ignore your business, it was impossible to. And you sounded in complete distress. So yes, I wanted to do my neighborly duty and make sure you were okay. Proceed.
So I probably was like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, whatever. And then I think after that, we had began to, like, see each other more. And I was like, why is she always so damn happy and, like, polite and nice? Like, what is wrong with her? I'm like, she can't always be like this. Like, it's just not possible. But it is. It's possible. She's always like that. And then, of course, we started pursuing AKA together, and we've just been best friends ever since.
That's the story. Yeah, you weren't very friendly. You were having a tough day. You were having a tough day. It was a tough day. I don't know.
I just wasn't used to a girl like you, though. Like, you just were very, like, nice and polite and, like, jittery. And I'm just like, what is wrong with her? Why is she just... She's like, oh, my God, are you okay? I was like, yes. Like, so I was not used to a girl like her. I hadn't experienced that in any of my friendships with other friends, other women.
Mm.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
I love that. It's one of my favorite stories. Crystal, would you like to share how we met?
I would. I feel like it's a similar vein. I had just moved to Gaithersburg, Maryland. And so I was about to go to a new middle school. And so I don't remember. Same thing, like Ashley remembers like all the bits and the bobbles and like all the details. So I just remember it was maybe my first day. Probably my first day. And I just remember going from one class to the next, and all of a sudden this young girl is running up, you know, towards my way. Mind you, I like know absolutely no one. And so she's like, hi. She's like, are you Crystal? And I'm like, yes. And she's like, I'm Ashley Blaine Featherston. And she like had a note prepared for me. Again, like, and this is like prime, like, you know, you're used to writing the notes to all the friends and passing them and all those things. And at the school, I didn't have anyone like that I had known of just yet. So she had told me another mutual friend of ours had kind of let her know that I was coming to her school and to kind of look out for me, be on the lookout for me. So she was there, kind of the welcome wagon with a note, you know, for me, like, don't forget to write me back. And, you know, kind of the rest is history. I have like a box full of notes from our years in elementary, or not, excuse me, middle school and high school. Just all of our little notes. So that's kind of how we met.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that.
Sounds very similar, Crystal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's... Okay, Madison, would you like to round us out? How did we meet?
Sure. So actually, I never remember really how we met. Like, how do we get paired? I never remember that. I'm so sorry. But one point that I
kind of don't either
is that... Yeah, but this is what I do remember. This is what you said to me. You came up to me and was like, yeah, you're like, we already met and stuff. And it was before AKA for sure. But you came up to me and was like, yeah, you're going to be my best friend. And I was like, am I? Okay. You know, so I was just like, okay. And for me, like, I mean, I grew up with a lot, you know, like just... I had a lot of different friends from dance school, whatever, you know, like I had my friends here, my friends there. So for someone to come up to me and like choose me, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm just meeting you, but sure, fine, you know. So you came up to me and you were like, you're going to be my best friend. I was like, okay, girl, let's figure it out. Okay. So after that, we, you know, obviously did AKA together. I was an RA at the quad. So, you know, when Ashley needed a nap from class or dance class or whatever, she would come to my room and take her a nice nap. She would also do nice things like make my bed when I didn't, which is really wonderful. I know, like, you would think, like, you don't make your bed, girl. No, it's really hard for me. But Ashley did it. So, so yes, that's the one thing I remember. And I just always remember it because I'm like, mm-hmm. she was a person who just chose me. So that's the story.
Mm-hmm. I love all these stories because they're obviously very similar. But I think it says a lot. Like, Madison, that was a perfect way to close it because I did choose all of you on purpose. Mm. And you know, people that stay in your life for as long as the three of you have, it's not by happenstance. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, this could have gone a completely different way, as we have all have other friendships that have. So there is something about the three of you that I've always been drawn to. You know what I mean? Like, Crystal wasn't the first new person at school. You know, Leek wasn't the first person acting a fool in the dorm. You know, Madison wasn't the first, you know, cute girl that I met at Howard, you know, but there was something about the three of you that I knew I really wanted and needed in my life. And thank the Lord, because aww. I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for you three. So I love you. And thank you aww. For sharing those stories.
Yay.
Okay, I want to know, I'm going to start with you, Leek, actually. From your perspective, what would you title this chapter or era in your life?
Me time. Or maybe my turn. Maybe like me time or my turn. So my turn.
Can you expound upon that?
Sure. I think I've just been such a people pleaser or like goody two shoe, which is funny because I feel like my friends probably wouldn't see it that way. But like I feel like in my family, I've just done everything right. I've done everything like by the book. And because of that, I hadn't allowed life to just magically happen or unfold. I've always tried to control it by doing what I was expected to do when I was expected to do it. Making my mother proud was always something that was very important to me. She wanted me to go to Howard. I did it. She wanted me to do whatever. I did it just to please her, which is fine and great. But now I am more interested in pleasing me and doing what I want to do. And some days I don't know what it looks like. And some days I don't know. Some days I don't know what it looks like, but I know that I ask myself first, as opposed to like, you know, running to my mother or a friend. I'm asking myself first, like, is this something that you want to do? Will this serve you? Will this make you happy? And then executing my way to get that done. So it's my turn. It's like, I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care about their opinions, what they think of me. I'm not interested in trying to please somebody or make somebody else feel better. I don't want to, I'm not in my own way anymore. It's my turn to do whatever I want to do, whatever I want to do. And unapologetically, like I don't have to explain things to anybody. If you don't like it, oh well. This new me is off the chain.
It is. But look at all that's come out of it, which we'll get into more. But there's been a lot of beautiful things that have come out of this me season of your life. And I'm really proud of you for choosing you, because who else you gonna choose first? You got to be first on your team. You got to be. It's a one-person team. It's you first, you know?
It's me first.
All right, Crystal, what about you?
I'm trying to think about it, of what it is. I think maybe it's if it's not, it needs to continue to be a little bit of like self-exploration, to just figure out like what is the me, and just kind of getting things into order and focus. I think it's just to identify, you know, what makes me happy, what are the priorities for my family, and just finding the focus and the just the things that drive me and push me forward. So I need to take time to really do the work and figure those things out so that I can, you know, proceed and move forward and kind of put those pieces into action.
It sounds like, I mean, kind of sounds like you're trying to find your purpose and what makes you happy, which is like really important. It's an important era, like a lot's riding on it, you know, like, you know, should you figure this out, which I know you will, then there's a lot of good on the other side of that. So, you know, I obviously am very much so supporting you in that. Madison, what about you? What are you calling this era or season of your life?
Embrace the transition. We've had a very transitional year. We're a military family, so we relocated this year. You know, we welcomed a new baby. You know, there's just been a lot of transitions. My new job, just all types of things. And I think all in all, once you have that many transitions, you have to relinquish wanting to control every aspect of certain things. You have to really just focus on what you can control. And so that's what helps me. Like, people ask me, like, how do you manage all these? And I'm like, I just focus on what I can control, because if I don't, then, you know, anxiety steps in, comes in, all these other feelings. And, you know, I just have embraced the transition. I've realized that this time frame doesn't last forever. But with the transition, I embrace the chaos, because it is chaotic. There's nothing I can do about it. And, you know, we can set the schedule, we can do all that. But this is a lifetime. I'm in this point in my lifetime where this is only going to happen in this time. Like, Sloan and Savannah will grow up and do their thing, you know? So that's why I'm just embracing where I am now, because, you know, you only have this time once. And I'm reminded of that by, you know, a lot of loss, a lot of grief and loss that has happened as well with the transitions. And so, you know, I have to embrace what's happening now and take every day by day. And so that is this chapter. So eventually, you know, I hope it'll transition into something else and, you know, things will be happening how they, you know, need to happen. But overall, that's the name of this season. For sure.
That's good. What would you say is a way, and it doesn't have to be just be with me, it could be in general, that friendship has saved your life? Or a moment that, like, friendship is what really got you through in your life? Madison, you got something?
Yes. Wow. Friendship has definitely saved my life so many times. Because sometimes there's been moments where I just feel like I'm alone in things. And there's been some things that I've done where I might have been the first friend to do it, right? Or the first friend to experience it. But that experience or being the first has never limited the friends that maybe are not in that area of transition to support me. And motherhood is definitely one of them. I have, like, my mom friends, but then I have my friends who don't have kids yet and still support me in different ways. And I think that's the thing about friendship, is you just have to be open and open-hearted to a lot of different things, because we're all just going through various just aspects of our lives. And I've needed support. I've needed support with the lifestyle that we live. I've needed support with, you know, not feeling like my best self at times, and friends that, you know, boost me up or tell me to do certain things, or I'll say my friends and sisters, as you know, I call them sisters, my sisters. They remind me, they're reminders. Like, if they see me a little low or whatever the case is, they remind me, like, all right, come on, like, you do this, Ashley, like, Pooh, don't forget, you know, you pop off, like, let's go. So I appreciate those reminders, because it's easy to get lost and to forget them. And so that is really how friendship has saved me and guided me, you know, been my real true like safety net. Mm-hmm. And friendship has always brought me laughter. I love laughing. I love having fun. If I can't kiki with you, don't call me. You know, we got to have a kiki. So mm-hmm. if we could do that, we could do anything. So
I love that.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. good. Leek?
I've struggled with friends for so, so long. Growing up, I think I've always like had interesting, difficult, like when I say difficult, like they weren't reciprocal or I've never really had like a real good, like solid group of girlfriends until now. Mm-hmm. And I think now I got it right. I got a good group of girlfriends around me that I think my friends give me confidence. Like my friends be like, you that girl. Like my friends, all of them, like they all tell me mm-hmm. like, I'm amazing. I'm fantastic. They just make me feel like Beyonce. Like all of my friends, they like really be hyping me up. And I think that I didn't have that a lot. So now I feel so blessed to not have friends that are like envious or like we don't bicker or fight or like compete with each other. I feel like everybody's so supportive and it just feels good. It feels so good to feel safe in my friendships. And I have very different friendships with all of my girlfriends. And I need the differences. I need the variations of our different relationships. And I think now that I've gotten it right, I'm now starting to experience a whole new world of sisterhood, of support, of just like ride or die. I have people now that I feel like I can like depend on as opposed to me being the one that everybody depends on. I have a core group of girlfriends that I can call and be like, yo, I need this. And they come in through for me. And I think I've learned through being friends with you guys, especially just because like we're all from different places. But in the ways that you guys are friends with your friends outside of, you know, me or our group, I've learned how to be a better friend myself.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Chris?
I would say, yeah, friendships are like, yeah, they're everything. I'm an only child, and so like without friends, Madison, you kind of said that, like it's an outlet or it's like to know that you're not alone. Like without friends, you know, it would kind of just, you know, be me twiddling my thumb somewhere. So just, you know, friendship is important just to have those people that have your back. I think for me, like having a good time, kind of just having having yourself outside of maybe what your day-to-day routine and life looks like, if it's that your, you know, your work persona, your being a wife, being a mother, having your friends can just serve as that outlet of, you know, getting out of the routine, getting out of the mundane, and just remembering like who you are, like you like liking to have fun, and just kind of having a good time with your friends. And just they're vital. Mm-hmm.
What would each of you say, if you had to give it a word, or maybe it could be a sentence, is the glue of our friendship? What would you describe as the glue of like what has kept us together for as long as we've been friends? Because it's different, you know, with each friendship maybe. You know, but what would you say is kind of like our thing?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
I would say your love, like love. Our love for one another has kept us going. And I don't want to get emotional, but okay. I always get emotional when I talk about this. Because you chose me as a friend, and you also chose me like in another way where my life is like what it is because of our love for each other. But like you chose me like for my husband, and you know, just I could go into it and like be on the floor, like, and our love for each other has just drives us. And it's no, you couldn't have picked like a better person, because this person understands my love for my friends, my people, because he does the same thing. Mm-hmm. And he honors you as well. Like anything you and Daryl need, he's like, let's go. Like, it's no question. And I always wanted to make sure that I was in a marriage and relationship where that person honored that with people in my life, with family members, like they had my back and I have that. And our love for each other is just endless. It's just, my kids love you. It just, oh my God, it's just beyond me. It's love. And I love it so much. And, you know, you just are a light to so many people. And the people that you give your light to, they love and pour into you because you do the same for them. And you've always done it for me. I'll always do it for you. It's no questions asked. That's what I'll say. It's love.
Thank you, Pooh. That, love.
I'm sorry. Simply I'm sorry, put, Angel.
It's love. Oh. Well, Crystal, let's give Angelique a little bit of time. Would you like to go?
Yeah. I know, I'm not the crier, of course, of the group.
Madison's not either, though, which is what's crazy.
I was almost there. I almost was like, but I have.
Me, I'm just ridiculous. Well, Ashley's a crier too.
Oh, just yeah, y'all wait. Are. I'm gearing up for my cry session. Just stand by. It's up next.
It's honestly hard to put in words. I don't know that I can put into words what it is. And I feel like we've had this, or I don't know if it's deja vu or I feel like we've talked about this. But maybe I know like, we had always kind of like had this, saying or quote in mind or whatever. I think what it's like, best friends are like stars. You may not always see them, but they're always there. And
yeah.
And I think that that speaks to it, that we obviously live like, sorry, y'all, we live like very far apart and we don't talk every day. But there is just something there that when we do talk or when we do see each other and we're together, we just pick up like we were just with one another yesterday. So I don't know what that is. It's just something like it's just an invisible like tether that we just have that I just can't explain it. I just can't explain it. But I think, you know, it's love, it's understanding, it's, you know, meeting each other where we are. It's just knowing that, again, we may not talk, we may not see each other, but I think just always knowing that the other one is there and being conscious of that and just knowing that we're there for one another, mm-hmm. no matter what.
Oh, y'all are taking me out. Lee, glad you hydrated. You're up next.
Yeah, I'm ready. Ashley and I were very close in college, and I remember being afraid. I think I talked to God about it. I was like, I moved back to Chicago. You stayed in Maryland for a while, but then you went to LA. And it was a really big fear of mine that we're going to lose touch. Like, we're not going to stay connected. I was sure of it. I was like, what am I going to do? Like, I'm friends with this really great girl. And it's like, we're going to lose touch. And I was afraid of that. And every year we get close. Mm-hmm. Every year. I have a lot of stuff going on in my life. And Ashley remembers every single part. She's like, I'm like, how she knows about my cousins, my aunties, they kids, and vice versa. Like, I think I pick up really mm-hmm. well on, you know, yeah. your stories in life too, but I think we're just very intentional. It's important to us to stay connected. It's important for us to carve out time to catch up. It's important for us mm-hmm. to do our agendas so we don't forget topics. And you check up on me. Like, you're never too busy. You're never too, like, caught up in anything. Like, it's very, we're very intentional.
Yeah.
So we have love, intentionality, and Crystal, the star.
Invisible teller. Like, yeah.
Girl, you took
Crystal,
me out
was
with
that. Was that like a quote card or something? What was that, Crystal?
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but we had seen something because I remember we were going to get a mm-hmm. tattoo. We were going to get tattoos mm-hmm. of it. And that was just a quote that I think that we saw that, and I think it was when you had moved
it
to LA.
Yeah.
And it just was something that just
resonated with us. Like, yeah.
yeah.
And it's true.
Like that, yeah. yeah. It's like that. That's so
us.
True.
Yeah.
It's so true. Wild.
Like, yeah. I think all of us live so far away.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
So it is. It's so hard.
It's the worst.
I hate it.
It's the worst. Yeah. But, you know, it is true. Like, some things are just constant. The moon always is there. The sun mm-hmm. is always there. The stars are always going to be there. Even if it's a foggy day, a cloudy night, you can't mm-hmm. see them. You know they're there. And that's how I feel about our friendships. I know yeah. that you're there. I don't have to see you. Because you're in my heart. Like, you're with me literally right. every day. Before we kind of close out, I prepared just something I wanted to share with the three of you about the ways that I picked a way. I've seen you all grow in a lot of ways, but a way that I wanted to share with you that I've seen you grow. Mm. And so, Madison, I'm going to start with you. I thought a lot about this and like, prepping for the episode. And, you know, Madison, you have always been a part of a team. You've always, you know, you're a dancer. So your whole life, you were a part of teams and a part of a conglomerate or a line mm-hmm. sister of many other sisters. But what I've loved seeing you grow into is that, like, you are the captain, though. Like, you are a leader. You are the one. You are not a part. You're a standout. You're a shiner. And I think these are things that you've always known about yourself, but it's been really nice to see it, like, come off of you. And I'm just really, really proud of you. Because, again, I think that's hard when you're someone who spent your whole life being immersed on teams and being immersed with, like, making sure you don't, you know, you're popping, but not too much, because we got to make sure that we're all in sync. But I think you're in the season of your life where you're owning that I am going to stand out. It is okay if my life is different. It is okay if I want to do this different. It is okay if I wanted this yesterday and now I want this today. That has been really beautiful. And I'm really excited to see, like, what else comes out of that in your life, knowing that you are the shiner that you always knew you were and we always knew you were. But, like, living that every day.
Oh my God, thank you.
So that's my message for you, Madison.
My mom has always told me, like, you stand out. You're it. You're the, don't be afraid to shine, even when they're telling you, you need to be uniform, you need to be this. And you just confirmed that for me. So I just appreciate that and love you for it. So thank mm-hmm. you.
Yes, I see you, sis. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your response. All right, Lee. You are someone who has always gone after what you wanted, I believe.
Facts.
Right? Like, I think you're someone who's always believed that if you want something, it might not be an easy road, but you'll get it because you want it. And I've seen you get a lot of things that you want. But what I've really witnessed in you, especially recently, and what I'm really proud of your growth in, is going after what you deserve, because those are two different things. What you want and what you deserve are different. What you want, you have to go after. What you deserve, you allow to come to you.
Ooh,
and you believe it in your heart and in your body that it's yours because it's who you are. Why would you deserve anything less? And so seeing you in that season is exciting for me because I'm like, great. If my sister knows that she's going to go after and receive and know that it's coming to her what she deserves, then now she's going to have the world. Wanting is too small. You're playing too small. But if you go after what you deserve, what God has for you, your whole world's about to blow up. So I just love the confidence I'm seeing in that. Even like what you said earlier, like it's me time. Like it's my season. That's because you know you're getting what you deserve. So there's an ease to that. You're like, I don't care what nobody else says. I don't care what nobody else thinks because I know what's mine. And I'm just so excited to like continue to support you in that too. And I just want you to know I see it.
You're
welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for always reminding me of what I deserve. Because sometimes it gets cloudy. You can't necessarily see the light at the end of the tunnel. But thank you for always being there to remind me and celebrating me, big or small. Thank you. Thank you, sis.
Anytime. Mm-hmm. It's my pleasure, as you like to say. Chris. Okay. What I have loved seeing you grow in is motherhood. Like, I remember when you were pregnant and it was the pandemic, and I just remember you being a little like, you were obviously very excited and blessed, but there was a part of you that was kind of like, how is this about to work? Like, what am I about to be giving? Like, what is this? Who is she about to be? Like, and like, I don't know, it's weird. I think because I've known you so long, like, I didn't think about us as moms. I saw us like growing up, but I never saw like the husband and like kid part of it. I just always saw us being a part of each other's lives. And so when you told me you were pregnant, it was like, oh my God, yes. Like, she's having my baby. Like, this is amazing. But I remember you just, there was a part of you that I think was kind of like, I don't know how this is going to go. It's going to be great, hopefully, but you're such a good mom.
Yeah.
Like,
you
are such a good mother. And I think you do it more effortlessly than you realize. And Chloe is so special and smart. And she, my favorite part is seeing how much she loves you too. Because you created someone that I see how much they love you. And she looks at you like how I look at you, and she's like you, so I feel like I have another version of you. And it's just been so great. But overall, I've just been so proud of like seeing your confidence in being a mom. And again, I don't think you would describe yourself this way, but I see you, mom, with authority and with confidence. And you are raising a really, really special little girl. And I'm just really proud of you. And I can't wait to like see how you continue to grow in motherhood. But it took you by surprise, but it didn't take me by surprise is what I'm really trying to say. It didn't shock me at all. I knew you would be fantastic at it. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Got you, Crystal. Got you.
I have a whole frog in my head. So.
Got you.
Yes.
Okay. So we're at the end. We're going to do what we always do, which is I'm going to ask each of you what has been your takeaway from our conversation. So Madison, I'll start with you. What has been your takeaway from our conversation today?
Man, what is time? And what I mean by that is like we have years between each other in our relationships. And it's just like, wow, like I met you when I was 18 years old. And now we're almost, well, I'm almost, I'll tell my own age. I'm almost close to 38. We have a lot of time between each other and we've had a lot of time and experience together. And that's just what I've learned from this conversation. And anyone to me that has a good group of, you know, it doesn't have to be a big group, but people, group, whatever, and they've kept up with them for a long period of time, that is truly special because it's not easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I've learned from this conversation. We've all like had so many different things happening in life, but we've continued to stay connected and you are the glue for us. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing to see. And I love that I know so many different, I mean, I was close to Angel in college as well, you know, but I'm closer because of our friendship. I'm close, you know, I know Crystal very well because of our friendship, you know, and I think that that's really beautiful that we can, you know, have our friendship blossom in different ways through you.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Crystal, what has been your takeaway from our conversation?
I've had a lot of takeaways. I have.
She comes alive at the end. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, because this has been so insightful. And like, I know I can't go through all the takeaways. I mean, even like personally, a lot of takeaways of just more self-exploration and just like being a little bit more reflective and maybe take a minute to see what's going on. What am I feeling? You know, what's going on with other people? I think that's been a takeaway. I think to just piggyback on what Madison was saying, like, I feel like a takeaway of how I love that when we come together, I just love that we can all come together. And it reminds me of how much fun we all have together. And Madison, you know, you're kind of saying how, you know, we didn't all go to college together. You know, Ashley kind of brought us together in a different form or fashion. But like when we've gotten to do bachelorette things for Ashley and we've planned, you know, showers and, you know, wedding things, like all of those moments that we then do get to spend together, Howard homecomings, like just all of these events, life events that then bring the four of us together. I'm always like, this is so fun. Like, you know, it's never like a feeling of, you know, someone mentioned like friend groups of having jealousy or, you know, being uncomfortable. Like, I just love that the four of us can come together and have a good time. And I love learning more about, you know, everyone. And then lastly, I wouldn't say so much a takeaway, but more of just a reaffirmation, just of Ashley and the amazingness that is you. Just hearing, you know, everyone else's perspectives and stories, again, just, you know, reiterates how much of an amazing person you are. So those are my takeaways.
Leek, what's your takeaway?
My two takeaways. One is that you be choosing. And I think
she be choosing.
shared similar stories. And just thank you for choosing us. Like, you're the greatest. And then my second takeaway is I just really enjoy sharing. I'm not a sharer. I don't like the, I'm very, I guess, private. I'm not outside of my friendships. I'm very private, but I enjoyed and I feel like I got some healing just sharing and not being cagey about my life and my experiences and my upbringing and every question that we've talked about and I've been asked. It felt good to share. It felt good to hear you guys' stories. It felt good to connect. And hopefully going forward, I'll share more because of this conversation.
Mm-hmm. These are great takeaways, ladies. My takeaway is, first and foremost, that I'm just so happy that you all are mine. Like, you're mine. Like, the whole world, nobody's going to be confused. Like, the three of you are mine. And I'm just, I feel so blessed. Because I have the best friends in the world and I'm not at all confused about that. And then my other takeaway is that I, even though we've known each other forever, I love that I always feel like we're still getting to know each other. Like even through this conversation, I feel like I know you all deeper and better and more intimately, which who would have thought that could even keep happening, but it does. And it just makes me really excited for like the rest of our lives. You know, if I'm going through the rest of my life with y'all, I'm good. Like I don't need anything else. And also just thank you for seeing me. I feel so incredibly seen. A big takeaway is I really feel seen. And I'm realizing I don't know that I always feel seen. But I feel incredibly seen by the three of you. And I think for me, that is the glue that we all have in common for me, is that all of you see me fully, not like with the film over top of it, not with the filter, not with the, 75 doors you have to open once you get to me. Like, as soon as you see me, you receive me and you see me fully. And I'm so grateful. So thank you for being on the pod. Also, my last takeaway is that I love to look crazy at the end of a podcast. This is my favorite thing to do. So everybody screenshot this. But I'm so grateful that you guys are on the pod. This is by far one of my favorite episodes I've ever done. I've almost done 100 episodes.
Congratulations. So,
thank you. And I love you all. And I can't wait to have you back next season.
Can't wait.
What are we going to be talking about then?
We should be in person. We're flying.
Yeah, we got to do this.
I should have a PJ. I should have all sorts of things. So it'll be perfect.
Yes.
Speak it.
We got to be in person. That was a good one, Madison. Yeah. Thanks for having us on. This was awesome.
Thank you, sisters.
We love you. Yes. We love you.
I love you all so much.
This is great. We did it. You guys did it. This is great.
Thank you for listening. This podcast is produced by LWC Studios for OWN. The show's executive producer is Juleka Lantigua. Our managing producer is Fatima Elswifi. Shanice Tyndall is our lead producer. Jordan Thompson is our marketing coordinator. This episode was mixed by Trin Lightburn. Michelle Baker is our video editor. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, and we hope you did, please make sure to subscribe, leave a rating, and review wherever you listen to your podcast to ensure you hear the next one.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.